You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, let's get going here around the NFL in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I'll start with this just because it's something that was very interesting to see after the Kansas City Chiefs are actually in the midst of them losing the game to the Chargers on Sunday, ending their opportunity to go to the playoffs and making it so for the first time since 2014 they will not be in the postseason. Patrick Mahomes obviously tore his ACL during that game. However, we found out yesterday that, one, he has undergone a successful surgery today for ACL, to repair the ACL, but also the LCL that was hurt. He didn't hit the full trifecta, at least not to my knowledge, of ACL, LCL, MCL, of those ligaments in your knee. But that's a secondary one, and we were kind of talking about yesterday a little bit about what this might mean for the Chiefs as they hit this transitionary period. Obviously, the team is going to look different next year. It was always going to look different. Now we got talk of Travis Kelce maybe possibly retiring, his brother having to talk about it on Monday Night Football's broadcast, their countdown about what you think he might do. And now you're dealing with the Patrick Mahomes not just returning from ACL, but also LCL. So like there's a stabilization effect of both of those. And the question I asked you, I'll kind of pose it again now with more information. Does this at all, do you all at all have any concerns or any worries that Patrick Mahomes will come back and he won't have that same mobility and, magic of being able to create outside of the structure of plays? Because that's one of the things that made him incredible.
Well, I still feel when he is fully back, and that's the key thing now when you talk about ACL and MCL, when he's fully back, I still think he's going to be the same guy. He's going to do the same things. Marginally one way or the other. Well, marginally worse, maybe. But I don't think it's going to change him or his style too much. That's where he makes most of his plays. That's how he makes a lot of plays. But the interesting thing to me is I was trying to find it a second ago as we were talking. But there was a moment about 20 minutes ago when I saw back-to-back tweets. One from Adam Schefter. Reporting that or saying that Patrick Mahomes after surgery is hell-bent on being available for the start of the 2026 season.
Oh, sure.
The very next tweet was one of those orthopedic surgeons that I follow, and that's why I was looking for it because I can't remember his name, who said, with news of the ACL and MCL, it's highly probable that he won't be a full go until 2027. So literally back-to-back tweets, he's hell-bent on coming back next year. And then the orthopedic surgeon saying, wait a minute, this is a lot worse. So that's why I say when he's fully back, like next year, if he pushes it, he might make the field, but what kind of player is he going to be?
Yeah, and I think that all of this makes it even more interesting. As much as I think a lot of us are probably like, we're at a place where we're like, Kansas City, we don't want to worry about them. They're not in the playoffs. I think when it comes to the NFL, you still start when you look at who are teams that could be dangerous or obviously contenders, you start with the quarterback. And what you have in the quarterback Mahomes is typically a known commodity. I think this knee injury makes it not quite as known. Not that he won't return.
Sure.
Tom Brady has talked about this. Now, of course, I think he had conversations about this before we knew that the LCL was also involved with the ACL tear here. But he was like, I returned from an ACL around the same time. And obviously, you know, he will be fine. He will return this, or he will attack this with the same dogged nature, the same, you know, competitive mentality that he does his work normally, and he'll be fine. I'm not saying that it's impossible now that there's a different ligament. I'm sure that he'll return, but I just always have I'm interested in how does that change the game, because we know that these things change the game, whether it's confidence-wise or strength or whatever, particularly when it's a couple of things. It has to do with, you know, being able to have that stability, and he trades on those knees when he gets out of the pocket.
Yes, he does, and I also still believe what I mentioned yesterday. From an organizational standpoint, I think you have to make some big decisions, some tough decisions on, you know, what are we really going to be next year, whether he's back in September or November. You know, what are we really going to be? What are our realistic expectations? And maybe adjust how you're putting the team together accordingly.
Yeah, it's going to be a big thing to watch for Brett Veach this offseason. I think Andy Reid as well. We talked about it. It was a question, actually, that I brought up is, does it maybe feel like Andy Reid's game plan and his style might be getting a little stale? It's a question. I don't think it's a given answer necessarily that that's definitely the case, but how do they go about, you know, making adjustments? Because it's clear that there's going to be needing some in Kansas City, and that'll be the determinant whether Kansas City is indeed dead, as some of the conversation points have been, or if they find a way to rejuvenate themselves and they're again a team to be contended with next season. A team that I don't know how I feel about being contended with, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They get a victory on Monday Night Football last night, in a game where I was very happy to know that the Rockets were playing and I could turn my attention there.
Boy, you and me both.
Whoo, boy, 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 boy. That was a 28-15 game that even with a 13-point victory did not feel like that was the case. It was
28-3.
It was 28-3. Yeah. But early on, because coming into this game, what I was actually interested in is seeing I actually wanted to see the Dolphins' offense, and it was more about the run game. Have you noticed this thing that Mike McDaniel is doing where – He's reinvented the run game, at least in the way that they do it, but it's possible that he is doing some things that are going to be copied around the league, because he's doing some funky things to get different looks out of the backfield for his running backs. And he has talented guys, and they're making plays. Early on in this game, you saw them run the football pretty well. The problem is, Tua Tagovailoa is cooked, brother.
He's done. And what's his contract? I think his cap hit next year is $50-plus million?
Ooh, I gotta look at it, but it's
his cap hit.
I'm pretty sure that they are beholden to him at least one more season before they make
off
a decision.
The charts next year, so they're kind of handcuffed there. But they were cooked, and Aaron Rodgers, man, I mean, 85% completions, I believe, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they handled this really well, and one of the things I loved was getting Jonnu Smith the ball, handing the ball to him. That felt very much like, oh, you got all the fun run game stuff happening. Arthur Smith, I got something over here.
Yeah.
I don't know if that made me any more confident about the Steelers. How do you feel about the Steelers right now? Because, again, they continue to contend for what will be that fourth spot in the AFC as the fourth division winner, because it's either them or the Ravens right now.
I'm with you 100%. I don't quite know what to make of them, how big a threat they are. I you know, every once in a while you look at them and you're like, you know, we left them for dead 2 weeks ago, didn't we? And now all of a sudden you're like, well, he's threading some balls. In fact, they just showed one that he threaded that was incredible. So as long as you have Aaron Rodgers and he's protected, you kind of don't know how they're going to end up.
Yeah. I mean, I do – this game very much made me feel like I think that not only is Mike McDaniel going to remain with that team, I think he has an opportunity to be successful. Call me crazy, which I'm calling myself crazy, to be fair. I think that this, you could very much make the case, and I was thinking this earlier on when the noise was getting really loud on him, that he gets saddled with Tua Tagovailoa, and that makes this really hard.
That's the thing.
You could see it. Mm-hmm. The first interception, it's drawn up well. The play goes well. Mm-hmm. There's an open guy, and Tua can't make the pass. What is that, 25, 30 yards downfield without cocking back and still being very short on the pass? It's like, how do you build an offense when the coordinator has entirely reinvented the run, gives him about as open a pass as you can, and he just can't make them?
Yeah. No, they are in deep trouble in Miami just because of the quarterback alone.
That is to say, if anybody was waiting on Mike McDaniel to come free to be the offense coordinator, I don't think that's going to happen. That was my large take on that. How did you feel about this as we continue around the NFL? Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, a team that the Texans just beat 40-20 this Sunday. He was asked about his job security as you were talking about it last week. It feels like he is donezo. Mm-hmm. The 42-year-old basically said, he was asked what his pitch was, and he's like, there is no pitch. He said, I believe in myself. I believe in our team. We are at a dip right now. We're going through some adversity, but I do believe in us, and we will get out of the dip, close quote.
He also was asked about, have you spoken with ownership about, the situation with the team right now? Just every day. He goes, every day. So I don't feel like it's going to end well for him. In part, it's personnel as much as anything, and quarterback. Obviously Kyler Murray's gone. So I think when you make that kind of change, you make the change at head coach too.
I could see it. Yeah. I could easily see it. It just feels like that's gone way too far over there. It's there's not been any fruitful movement in the 3 years he's been there. And the big thing that I feel like is an indictment of Jonathan Gannon there is there's not an identity to be pointed to.
That's a good point. And also his personality, I think. It's not like he's a jerk to everybody, but I don't think he's a captivating personality. And I don't know if it translates into the locker room or not. And if you're going to be struggling and you're going to have hope and you're going to say that, I believe we're in a good place, it better be able to be sold to the ownership. And I don't know where they stand with that.
Yeah. So I was looking at that and I was like, hey, I don't think that the Texans, well, if we want to posit as such, we can, or like basically capping out his tenure there. It felt like the hay was in the barn there. Mm-hmm. But you got to be another part of that. I don't know if that's something that people aspire to, but yeah, man, seeing dudes get canned because your team whoops them, that's got to be worth something, right?
Yeah.
All right, as we continue around the NFL, I want to take you to one, Justin James Watt. After the I believe after his game that he called this weekend, he was obviously talking to the NFL on TV, NFL Today guys, rather, NFL on CBS. And he was asked, with all the Phillip Rivers stuff that's happening, you think you got any more plays in you, big dog?
Could you go out today and play a game?
I could. Especially a third down situational pass rusher, absolutely. Now, tomorrow would be hell. Tomorrow would be hell. But I could do it. I don't know how great I'd be. I still run and do sprints. I still work out, so I could do it.
A full game? No subs? All three downs?
No, not all three downs, full game. 65 plays would put me into the ground, brother. I'd be down for the count. No, you want me to come in for 20 pass rush snaps right now? Absolutely. I'll give you a sack, no question.
Okay, so the two parts to this. The first part, I wasn't even bothered by it because, what are you going to do? Can you still play? Sure. And, it's just a conversation.
But also, JJ seems like he takes all these things seriously. He's not just saying things.
Yeah.
I think he believes that, and he knows that. He talks about the work he has.
I mean, you are asked directly. You're JJ Watt. You're asked directly, do you think you can still play? Sure, I could do this, this, and this. It's that second part that I was like, why, JJ? Why? Because everybody's going to start.
That's right.
Start with their business when he said, I could give you 20 snaps. Like he thought about it. I could give you 20 snaps and I'll get you a sack for sure. I went, oh, JJ.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This Texans team, it feels weird to talk about it because, look, the defense has been phenomenal, like averaging, what, like 16.5 points per game headed into this game. Mm-hmm. And they give up 20, and it feels like, oof. Now, of course, I think that's also because it's 130, so what was it, 100 and how many yards for Trey McBride on 12 catches, 134. And two touchdowns, and you go, okay, that particular type of performance, even though it felt like a lot of that, well, I mean, it happened progressively throughout the game.
Yeah.
But you go, man, okay, was this defense poor? And we've both felt like, no, I mean, it felt like with the circumstances of the game, you got up two scores early, you know, and you allowed yourself to have a lead. The game script dictated the way it went, and it was fine. DeMeco doesn't seem to have that mentality. The number of times that we've heard him, he's been really tough talking about the ideas of that they have things that they have to clear up, which is a common refrain that he's had all year long. But it felt particularly honed in on the defense this time. Is he being too hard on the defense right now?
I think by design he's being too hard on the defense. Everybody knows how great this defense is. It's great, but I think what really irked him is there were some, you know, when they had control 17-0. All of a sudden, there were some like sustained drives that, and some of them didn't even end with points, but some sustained progress that the Cardinals were making.
Yeah,
I think that's what irked him. It's like, it's one thing if, okay, Trey McBride hit a 50 yarder for a touchdown, you know, okay, but there were some boom, 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 you know, right on matriculating down the field, which is what he likes on his offense, and I think that irked him. So. He can't be anything but happy with this team, but he's going to make sure that they understand that's not something that, you know, can be a regular, you know, part of the deal.
Yeah, and I think it's very important to get that together now because you're lucky you was playing the Cardinals because you could have been playing somebody else.
Yeah.
And it might not be as easy to score 40 points.
Right, and you might be trailing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're eating up clock. So I think – he's probably, from my perspective, being a little bit too hard, but that's by design.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that Sam Warren does a fantastic job for the Chronicle. Sometimes he'll break down some of the like X's and O's of a game. This week, his breakdown was obviously Trey McBride, and like kind of what are some of the things that happened that allowed him to have the two touchdown day that he had. And one of the things I know that he was talking about is like the physicality that is typically there that they use against tight ends was not there in the same way. There's some other things that happened within this game that were not, I guess, up to the level and the standard that Nico typically requires. And I think you're right, right? You want to make sure that your standard is the standard the whole way across. I thought it was very interesting for on the coach's show when DeMeco was asked about, is it easier to get the team's attention after a loss or a win?
It's easier, of course, after a loss because everybody is kind of in the tank and it's like, oh, now those mistakes really cost the team, right? Mm-hmm. When you win, there's a sense of like, okay, you can easily relax because you won a game and now, oh, well, we won. No, these mistakes they're all important. Like right. You still have to be on it. You still have to get it cleaned up. So, you know, I'm going in and there's a fine balance as well. Also, I'm going to uplift the guys and show them all the great things that they did because there are a ton of great reps that happened in this game to put us in position to win in such a great fashion. But we also got to learn in every battle. Like you have to learn, loss or win, there are takeaways, key takeaways that you learn from. So it prepares you for the next battle. And that's where my mind always goes. It's not about the last one, but man, as we want to keep moving forward, we want to play ball into January. Like we can't have the mistakes that we're having.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And you mentioned, you know, he mentioned there like going into the next battle. I think he's talking about this next game specifically with Brock Bowers. This is, you know, if you could say like, what is there one area and even if you're picking nits here of the defense that kind of bugs you now? For a while, we were talking about maybe the run game, but they seem to really be good against the run again. It might be the tight end. It might be the tight end position. Big dudes like that coming off a 2-touchdown, 132 yards or whatever it was that McBride had. And then here comes Brock Bowers. I think that specifically is what he's looking at, because it's also, you know, Jalen Petrie, Miles Bryant, you know, whomever it is that's going to draw the assignment, that's got to be something that they fix.
Right. And again, salute to Sam Warren, because another thing that he mentioned when it came to some of the struggles guarding Trey McBride in this game was screens. Mm-hmm. And screens did get after him a little bit. And one of the things I noticed about that in an opportunity to turn this positive, I feel like Sheldon Rankins, I got to give him more love. And D'Amico gave him a little love in the coach's show. I'll get that audio here in a second. But I feel like Sheldon Rankins deserves a lot of love, because he really is the field general on the floor or on on the field rather for that defensive line. Like, he kind of keeps things in order. And one of the things that I always see is he's got great recognition of screens. He's the dude who is like, all right, well, I see that screen, I'm out there. In fact, there was a screen that was in this game, and I want to say that it was...
I know which one you're talking about.
I want to say it was Henry Toto that triggers and goes and gets the tackle. But the second man to the ball is Sheldon Rankins because he recognizes it very quickly, and he's out there. In addition to that, similarly with that recognition, that read and react, he's the dude that sees, oh, okay, this quarterback is breaking contain. My defensive end is up the field. It's now incumbent upon me to run down the line and make sure that this... quarterback can't just break free. He's so good at that, and I felt it when he wasn't on the field. I think one of the really good Trey McBride screens was an instance where you did not have, I think it was Togiai, it was Edwards rushing the passer from the middle in addition to your edges, and it wasn't Rankins, and neither of them was able to feel it that, okay, this is a screen I need to get out here and help stop it, and Trey McBride's able to get
and beat. But you still, that's at the line of scrimmage, and that's an incredible talent to have. And it's really hard to do as a defensive lineman. You want to go at your guy to be able to feel like, wait a minute, he kind of let me go there. You know, he kind of let me have my way. So you have to read and react and get out to one side or the other or back or whatever. That's really hard to train yourself to do and have that in a snap of a finger to be able to do that. But that's still at the line of scrimmage.
Sure.
You know, I'm talking about coverage of tight ends.
Right.
Coverage of tight ends is going to be a big talking point.
For sure. So, I mean, I think that this is part of DeMeco, for one. This is the reason why the defense has gotten here. I think this is the way that he does it. The standard is the standard, particularly on this defense, especially with the expectations that they have. I think also I really like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first I was like, man, he's really being harsh on him. But, you know, you sit with it and you go, this is the Super Bowl expectations coming to fore.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly with Ime Udoka, you know, where he's in the postgame. And he, one, takes a shot at the refs, but then he comes back around, and you mentioned it off air. We were talking about Kevin Durant's off ball, like help side defense, was fantastic, elite in this game versus the Nuggets. He got a number of blocks. Was it like five blocks?
Five.
What was Ime Udoka's?
Should have been eight.
Yeah. Like, that is what you do when you're like, hey, man.
Yeah.
The good is not good enough until we're the place that we want to be, where we're unassailable and we can win the championship that we deserve. I think that's the mode that D'Amico's in, that this team is in, that the defense has always been in, because they've constantly talked this way. And I like that. I like that for this team. Because things that I hear a lot and we see a lot from fans is, oh, but yeah, they're still going to lose in the first round. They're still going to be the same old Texans. Yeah. This is the mentality that's necessary to get and traverse that terrain of the playoffs.
It is, and I also feel, you know, DeMeco Ryans knows what the next several defensive coordinators know. Okay, who had success against them? How did they have success? Well, now, you know, it's pretty clear, and there's not a lot of, you know, Trey McBrides out there, but it's pretty clear, like, that is a route to success, so he has to focus on that.
Right. Yeah. So I love it. I love it from the coach, and again, it shows that this team is rounding into form, man. They deserve a lot of credit for getting themselves to this place. Because 0-3, 3-5, it definitely didn't feel like this. And they're not willing to just have this season, the footnote on the season, be, oh, well, they won six games in a row and they had fun and then they ultimately ended up in the same place. No, they still want to make waves as this thing goes along, which I think we're all invested. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Oh, I forgot to mention, all week long, giving away a four-pack of tickets. Four-pack, right? I want to make sure I get that right.
Yep.
To see the University of Houston Cougars face off against Middle Tennessee. So keep it locked for that. We'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour all week long. So I just want to remind you of that. That is what's popping. Also, what's popping, the Rockets played against the Denver Nuggets in a game that captivated all of the NBA watching world. Unfortunately, your Rockets don't come out on top, and in large part because it was some really nasty officiating, but I don't want to focus on that in this moment. I mean, we can if you would like to. I would like to take a moment to appreciate Alperen Şengün. Looks like he is rounding the corner to make himself the fully recognized product that we were hoping to see of Alperen Şengün.
Maybe Jokic?
Well, actually, Jokic talked about that. Jokic talked about that moniker of Baby Jokic. This was Nikola Jokic, the three-time MVP, after the game versus the Rockets last night.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely, I think I said last time, I think people need to stop comparing us. I think he's an amazing player by himself. I think people are just, I don't know what they're trying to do. So I think he's an amazing player by himself, and he needs to be noticed or be remembered or whatever, how to say, be who he is. And he's still young, so I think he's needs to be recognized as a Alper Şengün, not like whoever people are comparing him to.
Well, it's you that they're comparing him to. And he's right. You know, he's absolutely right. But also, it's inevitable that those comparisons happen, you know, just because of the style of game and the way he plays it.
Yeah. 33 points in this game, a triple-double, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. We mentioned it earlier, this is the first time in NBA history that you had a triple-double from both centers. And that's the reason why. Like, he has that level play. And I love that matching up against Jokic. He showed up in that way. Like, there were some instances where you could see Jokic giving him a little bit of a stonewall, but I think he held up pretty well. Mm-hmm. It's a weird thing, depending on how much you value plus minus. Alperen was clearly incredible, but they were a minus six in his minutes.
It's so weird. I looked at that today for some reason. Actually, I think I was looking at Steven Adams, and then I just started looking at all the others. Yeah, he was minus six, right?
Yeah, he was minus six in his minutes, and that was odd. I can't really give you a good answer as to why the minutes where Alperen was on the floor, it kind of went like that. But no, it was a fantastic outing for him, and I thought that you saw some growth from him even in the closing moments where it was clearly his ball in a tough matchup, and he had some really good answers in some of those instances.
He did, and the other thing that I thought was fascinating about this game, because it was such a good game. But also, like, the Rockets did just about everything that you would want, and obviously it became an overtime game that they barely lost. But nevertheless, they did just about everything. They out-rebounded. They were very prudent with their three-pointers and had a good three-point percentage. They just did a lot of things right, except for the turnovers. The turnovers, especially late.
And this has been a thing that we've talked about a little bit. It's happened time and time again. And I see you 8-3-2. I know y'all won't say anything about KD, but KD has to stop with these lazy passes. That is actually the next places that we wanted to go.
We were talking about it during the break.
I am super intrigued to see, because I for some reason my brain is not opening this file in the vault of, has this always been the case with KD under pressure on ball? Because it's not like this is the first time that he's had on-ball opportunities. Now, it might be the usage rate might be going up for him because of the circumstances that this Rockets team has without having a bona fide ball handler, so to say. But there's been a lot of these moments with him on ball, and especially instances where you either get double teams or things of that nature, and he's passing out of it. And teams are no one to jump the passing lanes. Like, teams are sitting on that because they know that the Rockets are susceptible to turning the ball over. And that definitely hurt them in this game. They lost the turnover battle 16-10, which in a game where you lose by three, and the second time that you play the Nuggets at the three-point loss again, those six turnovers make a big deal.
Well, especially when five of the nine turnovers by Durant and Şengün come in the fourth quarter in overtime. You know, if just those two guys, that speaks to the I mentioned this earlier, sort of the catch-22 of, you got to have the ball in their hands. You have to late in games and late in shot clocks. But at the same time, there is a downside that if they get the ball out of their hands, they're more prone to turn the ball over, or have been anyway.
Yeah. How'd you feel about the rebounds? He got 32 in this, and especially down the stretch, there was instances where the Nuggets decided that they were definitely going to go hunt him on defense. It didn't feel like they did it every time down. And he definitely added something when it came to offensively, obviously knocking down shots and being a little bit of an on-ball guy in those moments as well. How'd you feel about his minutes late there?
We've gotten to the point where you just understand what his shortcoming is and you accept it because he does get some help, from the length that the Rockets have whenever he is beaten off the dribble. But what he gives you offensively, and even not just knocking down shots, because he was okay. I think three for nine from 3 points. That's not lights out. But he gives you so much offensively in terms of just the respect that he draws, the stretch that he makes the defense come out on him, et cetera. You just take it. You just accept it that there's going to be some moments on the defensive side where they're going to have to help.
Yeah, so the Rockets have a couple days off now. They're still on the road, so they will be traveling. They will get they'll get the Pelicans next, and so that'll be actually, is it the Pelicans? Let me make sure that I have that right, because for some reason in a moment I think it's the Nuggets that are getting the Magic in, but they have a game on Thursday before they return to Denver, and do this all over again, hopefully to better effect, at least when it comes to officiating and definitely when it comes to the final score of the game. But yeah, it's Pelicans on Thursday at 7 at Smoothie King and then back to Denver for the Nuggets. Some other things that are popping right now. Shout out to Texas high school football. The state championships are set. We gave a quick shout out yesterday because we didn't allot the appropriate amount of time, so I wanted to make sure to come back to it. North Shore gets it done to get themselves to the 6A Division I championship. CE King gets it done to get themselves to the 6A Division II championship. And shout out to Richmond Randall getting themselves to the 5A Division II championship. And what's fun about this is Houston v. Dallas on all three fronts. Man, this is going to be a fun weekend once we get to it later in the week.
This is big. And the reason is, I believe last year, the Dallas faced Houston in several of these. Now, these are the highest divisions. This is 6A Division I, Division II, and then 5A Division II.
Yeah.
Houston versus Dallas, straight up. And last year, I believe Dallas swept in the games against Houston. So let's go Houston. We need these wins. Whether you're a North Shore, CE King, or Richmond Randall fan, doesn't matter. You're cheering Houston here.
Yeah, three opportunities here. Well, Richmond Randall is a state champion, aren't they? Like they won it, or did they just get to the championship last year? I'll need to go back and double check because my memory is not serving me in this moment. But they have chances. I think that for whatever it's worth, experts are leaning towards the Dallas side on all of those. Duncanville, DeSoto. DeSoto got through a thriller this weekend just to make that game. And South Oak Cliff, all those are probably favored. But you know what? Favor doesn't matter when it comes to these games, especially on the field here. So looking for this to be a lot of fun when we get to this weekend of games. Definitely wanted to shout out those teams for being in the state championship here. The projections, interestingly enough, Greg Tepper, Dave Campbell's Texas football. Apparently, their computer projections came out. Two of the games with the projections were too close to call, and 10 of the games, the championship games that are set for this weekend, are projected within one score. All so right. Even with maybe some people looking at Dallas as the favorites, these are all very winnable games for the Houston side of things.
So let's go. Turn on the TV and leave it on.
Very much looking for it. I see you 832 saying plus minus stats are tragic. Yeah, no, they're not. They're not the end-all, be-all by anything in basketball, but the point I was bringing up is it's a very basic metric of when this player was on the floor, they won those minutes or they lost those minutes, and if you tally up all the minutes that Alperen was on the floor, they were minus six, which does not seem like it befits how good of a game that he had, but of course, it's a team game, other things, yada, yada, yada. Are you tapped in for bowl season?
Not yet. I mean, only because these games don't do a lot for me until maybe Saturday. Friday night, there's a good one. A better one. let me check that. But I'm not a big Missouri State, Arkansas State, or Louisiana, Delaware, fan right now. But hey, it is college football, and you may want to make it interesting for yourself with a little something something on one of these.
I see what you're doing here. Well, just so you know,
if you're not interested, you can get interested.
That is fair. That is fair. Bowl season gets started tonight. That's the only thing I wanted to mention. It's Troy, Jacksonville State. 9 p.m. ESPN. The basis of this is you want football on your TV?
It's going to be on there.
That's it. That's all I got for you. There's also the NBA Cup Championship game as well happening today. So you have things that you can watch. I was mentioning this to you, Mike Jones, who covers Mike Jones. He's a columnist for The Athletic covering the NFL. He wrote a piece about the ACL injuries because we had a lot of them happen this weekend. Mm-hmm. In football, and also you had the hamstring injury that hadn't happened to Davante Adams. There's a number of ACL injuries that have happened this weekend, and he wrote a piece saying, "Hey man, for at least this reason, don't talk to me about the 18 game schedule."
Well, good luck with that.
Do you go with him there at all? These injuries happen, does that change how you feel?
No, I don't want an 18 game schedule. I didn't want a 17 game schedule, but it doesn't change how I feel. It's coming.
Fair.
It's coming.
Fair.
Whether you like it or not.
I like the sentiment because I'm also in a place where I don't think that the putting more pressure on these dudes' bodies is a good thing. However, I feel like it's ahistorical to look at the ACL injuries as rampant as it felt this weekend and go, well, that's the reason why there shouldn't be an 18-game schedule. I think that there's valid reasons outside of that. Mm-hmm. You can even just talk about quality of game.
Just fatigue.
We talk about running these down fatigue-wise.
Yeah.
But interesting statistic, and again, I don't want to be the person who's just like bending to the knee of the National Football League, But interestingly enough, there is statistics that tell you that this season is tracking to be have the second fewest ACL injuries since 2013.
Yeah.
So it's actually like been fairly safe.
2013.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, like a 12-year span, this is tracking to be the second healthiest ACL injury season, if I could say it that way.
I wonder how the Achilles track, though.
That's an interesting question. I'll have to see if I can do some digging if there's some data on it.
Speak to field quality and all kinds of other stuff. But no, I didn't want 17. 16 was just right.
Right. No, so.
I don't care what I want or you want or Mike Jones wants. It ain't going to change it.
Yeah. No, but I just found that to be interesting that we're having those conversations. And it's a reminder that, you know, sometimes we get to this place where we get to feel and, you know, perception of things. And when you go and you look at the actual data of this, it's not as rampant as it feels. And I was even one that mentioned it yesterday. I was like, damn, this was a weird weekend of injuries. But you look at the larger, you step back, you look at the larger scale of things, it actually has been safer. That I still think that that does not mean that they should go to 18. However,
right.
We had the conversation. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And yes, Randall did win state last year. I just have a lot of doubt in myself. So as soon as I said it, I was like, wait a minute. But yeah, salute to Randall, and hopefully they can win it again, along with North Shore and CE King. All right, coming up next, let's get back to these Texans. The Texans, their odds are obviously up there when it comes to winning the Super Bowl. I want to know if you're on board, and if you're not on board with Super Bowl Houston Texans, what do you still want to see from them? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it now.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.